In Colombia, the government says the country's long guerrilla war is winding down. But the number of Colombians being forced off their land by warring factions is actually rising. Last year, 380,000 Colombians were uprooted. And many of these internally displaced people, or IDPs, have little chance of ever returning home. John Otis reports from Bogota.
At a shelter in a South Bogota slum, students at a bread-making class trade jokes with their teacher. It's a rare moment of light amid grim circumstances. These peasants were forced off their farms by guerrillas, paramilitaries, or drug traffickers. Now they're trying to pick up new skills to rebuild their lives here.
Ana Beatriz Herrera.
Sí, profe.
Gracias.
Colombia is home to more internally displaced people, or IDPs, than any other nation except Sudan. According to human rights groups, about 4 million Colombians, nearly 10% of the population, have been displaced since 1985. Most fled after they were accused by either Marxist guerrillas or paramilitary death squads of collaborating with the enemy. Colombia's president says he's winning the war against leftist guerrillas, and tens of thousands of right-wing paramilitaries have demobilized. But in remote areas, guerrillas as well as rearmed paramilitaries are now fighting for control of drug trafficking routes, and they're forcing even more people off their land. Maria Len Verne is spokeswoman for the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees in Colombia.
What we're seeing is the creation of new groups, smaller groups, and these groups are creating a level of instability and violence in these very remote parts of Colombia.
Paramilitaries are also accused of joining forces with legitimate business interests to seize large swaths of land to mine gold and produce palm oil for Colombia's booming biofuels industry.
Casi siempre donde se desarrollan los grandes.
That's Jorge Rojas of the human rights group CODES. He says that big palm oil projects almost always produce legions of displaced people.
Ronald, venga para acá.
One of the newly displaced is Maria Elvia Mendez. She lives in a rundown building housing IDPs in Bogota. She used to live on a coffee farm in the southern state of Huila, but gunmen threatened to kill her, so she fled in March.
Si el ejército pasa por el pie del rancho, la guerrilla le dice a uno que es auxiliar.
If soldiers pass by your farm, the guerrillas accuse you of spying for the government, Mendez says. But if the guerrillas pay you a visit, you come under pressure from the army and the paramilitaries. It's an impossible situation. Your life is up for grabs. The Colombian government has set up shelters for the displaced, and it provides food, health care, education, and small monthly stipends. But officials insist the problem has been exaggerated. Armando Escobar is in charge of the government's displacement programs. He claims that many poor Colombians are registering as displaced to scam the government out of benefits.
We are under a heavy issue of fraud. People who are not really IDPs and gets registered as such because they are able or they are actually trained to get through the system.
But the UN's Maria Len Varney says the number of displaced has probably been underestimated because many people who lose their land live too far from government offices to seek help. She adds just a tiny handful ever manages to return home.
Farmers who are displaced may have been on their farm for a very long time. They may not have titles to the land. And so obviously once they're forced to go, it's extremely difficult for them afterwards to be able to go back or to hope to get any kind of reparation.
Back at the shelter in South Bogota, a volunteer shows off the dorm rooms, which are usually full. Many of the displaced are widows or single mothers with few job prospects. But after learning to handle flour and yeast at the shelter's classes, some of these women are determined to earn a living selling loaves of bread on the streets of the capital. For the World, I'm John Otis in Bogota.